Victoria 7, Prince George 6, so it has been more than a month in coming. 13 proved lucky for the Victoria Royals on Saturday night at the CN Centre in Prince George. The Royals ended a 12-game winless streak with a 7-6 shootout Western Hockey League victory over the Prince Cougars. It was Victoria's first win since February 11 at the Langley Events Centre against the Vancouver Giants. Royals goaltender Nicholas Cristiano faced down among the best in the NWHL in the shootout to deny Chase Wheatcroft, Cohn Ziemer and Riley Height in succession. Wheatcroft is second in scoring in the WHL behind some guy named Connor Bedard. Ziemer and Riley Height are the respective 20th and 26th ranked North American skaters for this year's NHL draft. Victoria finished the season series against Prince George 1-7-1. Cristiano was calm and he established great angles and outweighted them in stare downs, said Royals GM and head coach Dan Price. Not that it matters much tangibly as the lowly Royals, 1-6-4-3-7, have been eliminated from the playoffs while the Western Conference fourth-place Cougars, 3-5-2-4-7, are preparing to host a first-round playoff series. But these guys still have pride as the Royals players poured off the bench to mob Cristiano after he got his blocker to the final shot of the shootout taken by Height. Each game still means a lot to these players, said Price. It's about developing winning habits for not just short term but the long term. And the guys want to be a part of that. They are invested in the remaining games and future seasons. Former Canada under-18 player Braden Schurman concluded a productive night for Victoria with two regular time goals with the winning missive in the shootout. Riley Gannon, Teague Patton and defensemen Nate Miskey and Luke Rubinsky also scored for Victoria. Ziemer had two goals and an assist and Height one goal and two assists for Prince George. Wheatcroft had an assist to close out his account with 22 points on 10 goals and 12 assists in 9 games against the Royals and has 47 goals and 105 points on the season behind Bedard's 139. The Cougars are usually tough in the net with Tyler Brennan, a fourth-round NHL draft pick of the New Jersey Devils, and Ty Young, a fifth-round draft pick of the Vancouver Canucks. Young made 34 saves in regulation and overtime on a busy night while Cristiano made 28 saves. Victoria led 4-2 heading into the final period but saw the Cougars score 4 straight in the third period. The Royals needed 2 power play goals in the final minute, aided by the goalie pulled for an extra attacker, to send it to overtime. Schurman tied it with just 6 seconds remaining in regulation time. If only the dramatics had counted for anything that really mattered. The Royals close out the string Friday in Everett, Washington, against the Silvertips and next Saturday in the return game at the Memorial Center against the Silvertips. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.